off red safety guard.
This is the sound of a naloxone auto injector kit. It's by far the most expensive of so-called rescue kits, now much more available to many more people here in Utah. Theo Haskins used a more common nasal mist kit to save her son's life just days after she had obtained it.
I was yelling at him, shaking him, pushing him. The puppy was jumping on his head, trying to get his attention, and there was no response.
In the past 9 months, Utah Naloxone has handed out hundreds of rescue kits, and they say so far they can account for 46 lives saved.
It's something that we're very happy to hear, but on the flip side of it, it's also something that's very alarming.
Sam Plum and his sister Jennifer founded Utah Naloxone to help get it into the hands of more people. Their brother died of an overdose 20 years ago.
His friends at the time decided that they would hide the drugs in the garden out front and leave him to die. Naloxone wasn't legal at the time. This was 20 years ago, at least for people to carry, and it absolutely would have saved his life.
Within the next couple of months, Salt Lake City police officers will begin carrying the drug as part of a pilot program.
They're going to initially start with their bicycle police, mainly because they're in the areas that are hardest hit in Salt Lake City. Plus, they're the people that are oftentimes first on the scene.
Emergency responders like Unified Fire Captain Kirk Birds generally support the idea, but
it's not going to be something that is going to go out and save everybody. They still need to call 911. They still need to be evaluated.
And Plum points out it is not a panacea. In many cases, overdoses are not witnessed and the victim is found too late. But it is a tool, and Haskins believes it has given her son a second chance.
He said he woke up and seeing me standing over him crying, and then a whole room full of paramedics and firemen and police, and made him realize, oh my gosh, this is really bad.
Surprisingly, the research has shown that not only does having naloxone available lead to less overdoses, of course, but it also leads to a higher level of entry into treatment.
Federal grants and donations from the University of Utah and Intermountain Healthcare have funded many of the kits. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.